I wanted to update you guys on the injuries. We placed Richard Seymour on injured reserve today. And then really there's no other updates to the injury report other than Mike Goodson was ill today, so he did not practice. Everything else is really how it was yesterday.
Any thoughts on what you're going to do with that opening?
Well, we're going to keep it open right now. There's, you know, obviously options that we can do, but we're not going to do anything with it right now, and we'll make a decision later in the week how we want to fill that roster spot.
Likely practice squad? Or
potentially, yeah.
Would you also look to put Carson on in reserve?
Well, I mean, you know, there's obviously with Carson, you know, already being ruled out. I mean, if there was something where we needed to get a guy to the active roster for some reason, then we could do that.
How did the quarterback rotation go today?
Same as yesterday.
Will you announce a decision tomorrow on quarterback? Or
well, I think we're gonna watch how practice goes. But I would think that you know, we'd be closer to ready to make a decision by the end of practice tomorrow.
What about the other hurt guys? Any chance they're going to play?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously we'll see. Tyvon didn't practice today, but that's kind of been what he's done the last couple of weeks. He's still pretty much in the same situation. Phillip Adams didn't practice again today, and then Mike Brizell didn't practice today. So we'll see if those guys are able to go tomorrow. If they're able to do something tomorrow, then I would think there might be a chance.
Is Brizell still going through the concussion thing? He's also
No, it's a little more with his ankle than it is the concussion, yeah.
He's already cleared.
Yes. Yes.
Would you want to look to get Bergstrom playing time anyway and consider holding Brizell out, or?
I mean, we want to look to get Bergstrom some playing time for sure. So we'll see how Mike's doing tomorrow, and we'll have a better feel.
What are your thoughts on the Chargers, Coach, after 15 games of regular season?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I got a lot of respect for North Turner and what he's been able to do. Specifically offensively there. I think they're a dangerous offense. Phillip Rivers is still an outstanding quarterback. You know, defensively, I think they're very much improved. They obviously get after the quarterback really well, and they do a great job of taking the ball away. So they're a good football team, and it'll be a tough battle there at their place.
When you went into the season, you had Myers, Osbury, Gordon. It looked like, you know, there were certain things Gordon did well, certain things Osbury did well, and Myers was kind of, you know, did all three things fairly well. But did you anticipate Myers getting so much of the action, or did you think there might be?
No, not really. I mean, I think, you know, injuries played a little bit of a factor. Richards had, you know, several injuries throughout the season. And then, you know, we were able to use Tony Bergstrom in that role some to try to fill that role that we anticipated Richard filling. Where we could have a guy that could, you know, be a little bit better blocker on the end of the line of scrimmage. So, no, I didn't necessarily anticipate that Myers would get that many snaps, but that's really the way it worked out.
So it had to do just the kind of receiver he developed into?
Yeah, well, I mean, Carson had a lot of trust in him, and he did a nice job. And it's really it was one of those things where Carson knew that he was going to be where he needed to be, and felt real comfortable with him, and you know, Brandon did a nice job of being able to find the zone, you know, the holes in the zone, and get open. And when we threw it to him, he did a nice job of catching it.
Even before Carson got hurt, last few games his catches have been down. Have teams started to look to take him away more than they did before?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's a little bit of a factor, but I also think that, you know, he's played a lot of plays, yeah. and it's at six, you know, week 16 or week 17 of the season, and so. You know, I think he, you know, when you play that many plays and you're not used to playing that many plays, you get worn down a little bit.
Coming into the season, I know you guys were excited about the energy and the motor of Miles out there, but he wasn't really supposed to be a starter. He's supposed to learn behind Aaron Curry, but he started every game. What have you seen from him coming into this last week in terms of his energy and being in the right place at the right time?
Well, in terms of his energy, it's been there the whole time. He's the type of player that we're looking for as far as a guy that he loves football, he's willing to work, and he's got a team attitude. And those are the characteristics of the guys that we're really looking for. And he fits that mold to a T. You don't anticipate a fourth-round draft choice out of San Diego starting for you for the whole season. But he earned that right and got himself into that position. Obviously, the injury to Aaron, you know, provided that opportunity, but he took advantage of that opportunity, and he's done some good things. He hit a little bit of a lull during the middle of the season, like a lot of rookies do, but as the season's progressed and we were coming down to the home stretch, the last few games he's played a lot better.
How much are you involved in the offense? Like, will you give Greg suggestions after a game if you watch game film? Will you say things you want to see more?
We'll talk about the things that we did well and the things that we didn't do well in all phases of the game, offense, defense, and the kicking game.
Do you say things you want to see more of, or do you like offer things you look like?
Yeah, there's things that I'll say that, hey, listen, why don't we do this, or what do you think about this? It's more communication than it is necessarily, you know, hey, demands, I got to see this.
Does that go on during game as well?
Yeah, it goes on in all phases of the game. That's how we operate. So that's the way we do it.
Do you get suggestions or anything from Reggie regarding this, who you think the quarterback this game, or is that totally your call?
Well, Reggie and I talk about a lot of things, and there's not very many critical decisions that go on in this organization where we don't at least communicate about it. So, he knows exactly what we're doing as far as that's concerned.
Somewhat surprised that Sebastian didn't get the Pro Bowl nod?
A little bit. I mean, obviously, you know, those are tough situations because obviously Phil Dawson had an outstanding year also. But we certainly felt like Seabass was very deserving and very worthy of that honor.
Does that do it, guys? Thank you.